I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to our nostalgic journey through forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my cherished friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot Report. Today we're looking at the cinematic career of an industry giant, Johnny Mercer. Best known as a lyricist, he also composed music, and he was the co-founder of Capitol Records. From the mid-1930s through the mid-1960s, many of the songs Mercer wrote and performed were among the most popular hits of our time. Mercer wrote the lyrics to more than 1,500 songs, including compositions for movies and Broadway shows. He received 19 Oscar nominations and won 4. Born in Savannah, Georgia, Mercer moved to New York in 1928 when he was 19. Harlem and Broadway were the centerpiece that thrived with musicals and revues from George Gershwin, Cole Porter, and Irving Berlin. Johnny met Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong and eventually found himself fronting the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and briefly collaborating with Hoagie Carmichael. When Mercer moved to Hollywood in 1935, his career was assured. In fact, he followed Crosby to RKO. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, Mr. Crosby.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Crosby.
Ask me, son.
All the orchestras are swinging it today.
Biggest kind of gates.
And I wanted to find out what the noise is all about.
Yeah.
Do you really think that swing is here to stay?
Well, now, I'm glad you asked me. Mr. Mercer.
Yeah?
Oh, Mr. Mercer.
I'm listening.
Swing is really much too ancient to condemn.
Why, you don't say.
In the jungles they would play in that same abandoned way.
On the level, Mr. Crosby.
No, on the downbeat, Mr. M.
Oh, Mr. Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Crosby.
So happy to oblige.
I've been reading in the latest magazine.
Yes.
That a jiving jitterbug blows his top and cuts a rug. Will you tell me what that language really means?
Oh, Mr. Mercer.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, Mr. Stimmercer.
Tell me.
As a student of the slang, they use pro tem.
Pro what?
That just means a solid gait. Cuts a murderistic plate.
That's amazing, Mr. Crosby.
That's elementary, Mr. M.
Oh, Mr. Crosby. Dear Dr. Crosby, is it true that swing's another name for jazz? And the first place it was played was a New Orleans parade, and the Southern Negro gave it all it had.
Oh, Mr. Mercer. I believe that its foundation came from them.
Are you positive?
Yes, they just slowed the tempo down, and then they really went to town.
Allegretto, Mr. Crosby.
Alligators, Mr. M. Mr. Mercer.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Mercer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I trust that I have made the matter clear.
It's really too clear.
So when someone plays a thing, you're going to understand its swing and appreciate the rhythm that you hear.
Oh, Mr. Crosby.
Oh,
no, Mr. Crosby. I'm afraid that type of rhythm's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer my music played a la Schubert serenade.
Sort of retardo, Mr. Mercer.
Sort of lombardo, Mr. C.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped to steer, cause I don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to start in now. Oh,
yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand and I come down from the Rio Grande. And I learned to ride, 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 for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in the Ford V8. Oh,
yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm just an old cowhand.
Oh, yeah, but best of being.
Too hot for your Uncle Fudd, down from the Rio Grande. Oh, where the west is wild, all around the borderland. Where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Injuns run up a rug or two. And the old bar X is just a barbecue, yeah.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm a pioneer who began from scratch. I don't bat an eye in a shooting match. They don't call me Elmer, they call me Satch.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm Manny Pacheco with you, and today we're offering memories from Hollywood studio era by way of the Johnny Mercer Express. His first big Hollywood song, I'm an Old Cowhand from the Rio Grande, was performed by Bing Crosby in Rhythm on the Range in 1936, and the demand for Mercer as a lyricist took off. His second hit that year was Goody Goody. He moved to Warner Brothers in 1937, and he started working with the veteran composer Richard Whiting. Before his latest partner suddenly died of a heart attack, they composed Too Marvelous for Words and Hooray for Hollywood. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
You're just too marvelous for words, lie glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. You're just too wonderful. I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you. much, too much, and just too very, very to be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
People think as well. Oh, hooray for Hollywood! It's really got me
Benny Goodman from the motion picture Hollywood Hotel. Incidentally, Turner Classic Movies recently offered a compelling documentary telling Johnny Mercer's amazing story. Clint Eastwood produced this gem. His collaboration with top composers for cinema was legendary. After the passing of Richard Whiting, he seamlessly adapted to the work of the iconic Harry Warren. Their second hit earned the pair an Oscar nomination. Forgotten Hollywood is proud to present Ethel Waters.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather van points. When the weather van points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how they hypnotize. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Reteamed in 1946 for the MGM musical extravaganza, The Harvey Girls, and wrote their first Oscar-winning hit, On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my bus.
Was smitten with Judy Garland. Just a hopeless situation. Both were married. We've all had hopeless arrangements. That was one of them, between one of the great songwriters and one of the great actresses and singers.
Johnny just thought she was so darling and wonderful and just couldn't get over her. The night of the big party that MGM gave them for a wedding present, they had a huge celebrity party at the Coconut Grove. And she was dancing with her bridegroom, and Johnny got up enough courage to go up and cut in. She said, well, we're both in the same lot. You can come and have lunch with me tomorrow.
Johnny wrote a lyric for Judy. It wasn't for Judy to sing. It was a popular song. It was called I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true.
The day after sharing a dance at Garland's wedding party, the two met for a very private lunch in her dressing room.
I remember you. You're the one who said
he's walking around like a teenager in love. Ginger certainly didn't appreciate it.
A Mercer family friend attempted to nip the affair in the bud.
She got in a cab and went out to MGM and marched into Judy's dressing room and said, "This has got to stop. It's terrible. You don't know what havoc you're wreaking." Judy agreed. She said, "You're right. It's not going anywhere."
I remember you. That is a condensation of a falling in love 2 minutes ago, right up till the end of his life.
Their feelings for each other would last a lifetime, and they played out their passion when opportunity would allow. For some 3 decades, their love and intimacy drove him to write some of his deepest and most profoundly emotional lyrics about love and loss.
Forgotten Hollywood, with a clip from the documentary, Clint Eastwood presents Johnny Mercer, The Dream's on Me. I'm Manny Pacheco. Despite his personal setback, his prolific career continued with his most successful pairing, his collaboration with Harold Arlen. They went on to compose One for My Baby and One More for the Road, That Old Black Magic, and Come Rain or Come Shine, among others. The latter was Mercer's only Broadway hit, composed for the show St. Louis Woman with Pearl Bailey. Let me get my feet up. Forgotten Hollywood offers a front row seat.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Augie. I'm with you, rain or shine.
You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Della. That old black magic that you weave so well, those icy fingers up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts.
down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called
love. Forgotten Johnny Johnston from the 1943 Oscar-nominated Star Spangled Rhythm on Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. While Mercer and Arlen were churning out blues in the night and accentuate the positive, etc., Johnny freelanced with Jerome Kern on You Were Never Lovelier for Fred Astaire and Rita Hayworth, as well as I'm Old Fashioned. When he reunited with Hoagie Carmichael, a visit to the Academy Awards ceremony followed. Forgotten Hollywood also makes the road trip, and that smooth voice crooning is none other than Johnny Mercer.
This is in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Sue wants a barbecue. Sam wants to boil a ham. Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie bake steak and a layer cake. He'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town cry a cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. Whee, said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When, said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur, where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You come into the fracas. Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick him on my hair. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. If I ain't the clink and something to drink, you can tell him I'll be there. In in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Tell them I'll be there in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Slick them on my hair when the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell them I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell them I'll be there. If there's room for one more and you need me, why, sure, you can tell them I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a head on my head, you can tell them I'll be there.
It's a story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his horn's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he say, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've a yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet local man won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there.
Eddie Ron?
No, sir, Mr. Morgan. I have not seen him all evening.
Where's Frenchie?
That's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's bone.
It doesn't hurt when the composers sang as Mercer did, and Hoagy Carmichael on screen in To Have and Have Not. Forgotten Hollywood takes a quick break. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Brethren and sisters, be seated. Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some, feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm agin. If you wanna hear my story, then saddle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing of doing right.
to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got an accent, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum, and have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Shine, little glowworm glimmer, shine, little glowworm glimmer. Lead us lest too far we wander, love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm glimmer, hey there, don't get dimmer. Light the path below above, lead us on to love. Turn on the AC and the DC.
This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old buck of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical bow. Woods primeval, see how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparkin'. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute fast pocket Mazda, which you can make both slow and faster.
I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a
to sign to.
I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, put on a show worm.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Manny Pacheco here. Johnny Mercer was one talented individual. He could sing, and he added lyrics to great American standards, including Laura, Autumn Leaves, and Satin Doll. He also offered the English translation to the French classic La Vie en Rose. But his real delight was vocally partnering with many top composers such as Henry Mancini in the 1960s for Moon River, Days of Wine and Roses, and Charade. Very occasionally, he wrote the music as well as the words. Johnny Mercer's efforts were magnificent. Here's a brilliant example on Forgotten Hollywood. Say, Johnny Mercer also provided the lyrical encyclopedia to Skylark, Tangerine, Something's Gotta Give, Summer Wind, I Wanna Be Around, and hundreds of other timeless classics.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny, today I am channeling the spirit of Johnny Mercer. After all, Johnny Mercer and I share the same birthday, November 18th. Today I am strolling through the archives of the Capitol Records building in Hollywood. Johnny was a founder and is well worth a visit sometime. It's at 1715 North Vine Street in downtown Hollywood. Also, when you have a chance, Google the Johnny Mercer Foundation to learn more about current news and events and about the incredible body of work turned out over the years. Also, you should know Johnny Mercer collection, including all of his papers and memorabilia, are preserved in the library of Georgia State University in Atlanta. And GSU occasionally holds events showcasing Mercer's works. All good stuff to know. But now, let's move on to the fun stuff. He caught his first song at the age of 15, a little ditty, and I love this, a little ditty called Sister Susie Stretcher Stuff. And he went on to write or co-write more than 1,500 in his lifetime. Imagine anybody doing that today. He included such stanzas as Blues in the Night, That Old Black Magic, Once My Baby, Come Rain or Come Shine, Autumn Leaves, Tangerine, On the Atchison Creek in Santa Fe, In a Cool, Cool, Cool Lovely Evening, Moon River, Days of Wine and Roses, Lazy Bones, Too Marvelous for Words, Skylark, and more. When he wasn't on the air, he was busy writing more new songs. Then he was Hokey Carmichael. Well, Manny, to quote a famous Mercer lyric, I still hear those angels singing. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you are just too marvelous for words. Manny, back to you.
Gary, your presentation of each backlot report has got to be influenced by our subject today. And Steve Guzman, Capitol Records is missing you. Your immense talent is quite good. Mercer became fond of pop singer Barry Manilow. After Johnny's death in 1976 from a brain tumor, his widow arranged to give some unfinished lyrics he had written to Manilow to possibly develop into complete songs. Among these was a piece titled When October Goes. Manilow applied his own melody to the lyric and issued it as a single in 1984 when it became a top 10 hit. The song is now a jazz standard with notable recordings by Rosemary Clooney and Nancy Wilson. What a wonderful final tribute to the incomparable Georgia Peach, Mr. Johnny Mercer. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. It doesn't matter much how